I'm in great expectation.
Estoy en con gran expectativa.
Of seeing the gifts manifested in you.
A ver los dones manifestados en ti.
How many know you have a gift from the Lord?
¿Cuántos aquí sabe que tú tienes un don de Dios?
Come on, I want to see the hands that know that.
Quiero ver las
you
manos
have a
de aquellos que saben que tienen un don de Dios.
How many know that it's not only for you, it's for others?
¿Cuántos saben que no solamente para ti, pero es para otros?
Amen. Hallelujah. Say with me, I'm part of the body.
Di conmigo, yo soy parte del cuerpo.
And I'm important.
Y yo soy importante.
Look at your neighbor and say, you're important.
Mira a tu prójimo y dile, tú eres importante.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm in Corinthians and it's really ministering to me.
El apóstol está en los libros de Corintios y le está ministrando profundamente.
The Bible says that if you want manifestations of the Spirit, develop the church.
Mm-hmm. La Biblia dice que si tú quieres los dones del Espíritu, desarrolla la iglesia.
Right? If you want manifestations of this, how many want manifestations of the Spirit?
¿Cuántos quieren la manifestación de la gloria de Dios
Amen.
O del Espíritu de Dios?
The Bible says, right, to build the church.
Entonces la Biblia nos dice, edifica la iglesia.
The church is not the building, the church is
Amen.
You.
La iglesia no es el edificio, es ustedes.
Amen.
Son ustedes.
Glory to God. You manifest the Spirit of the Lord.
Tú manifiestas el Espíritu de Dios.
Did you know you can manifest the Spirit of the Lord?
¿Conocen ustedes que ustedes pueden manifestar el Espíritu Santo de Dios?
Amen. Glory to God. Tan calladito.
We're still.
You're still in awe of the presence. Amen. Still on this subject that Jesus saves. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I'm ignoring Cookie. Amen. Church, help me welcome our international
Iglesia,
ministry.
Iglesia, vamos a darle la bienvenida a nuestro ministerio internacional. Bienvenidos.
Amen. Welcome all of you that are watching us around the world.
Bienvenidos a todos que nos están viendo por el mundo entero.
We are running a little late going live because the Holy Spirit just started just ministering.
No habíamos demorado un poco de ir en vivo en la página principal, pero era porque el Espíritu Santo se estaba manifestando.
And we don't rush the Spirit.
Y nosotros no aligeramos al Espíritu de Dios.
This church does not run on a program.
Esta iglesia no es guiada por un programa.
We are led by the Spirit.
Somos guiados por el Espíritu Santo.
And if the Spirit wants to break an agenda, then he has
Amen.
Every right to break agenda.
Y si el Espíritu Santo quiere quebrantar la agenda, él tiene todo el derecho de hacerlo.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is the one that runs the show.
El Espíritu Santo es que nos guía aquí.
Glory to God, right? And we give honor, glory, and praise to the Lord.
Nosotros le damos toda la honra, el honor y la alabanza a Dios.
Because he is good. How many know that he
Porque
is good?
Porque él es bueno. ¿Cuántos aquí conocen que Dios sí es bueno?
Praise God. So we're still on Jesus saves because Jesus continues to save.
Todavía estamos que Jesús salva porque él continúa salvando. Hallelujah.
And to this day, you know, the majority of the time that we've been speaking, he's been outside of the church ministering to the multitudes.
Y hasta este punto hemos hablado que Jesús ha estado afuera haciendo señales y bendiciendo a las multitudes.
Amen. He will go out and cleanse and you know, heal the sick.
Él iba y viajaba de lugar a lugar a sanar los enfermos.
And some of the people of the multitude were like, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
Y algunos le gritaban, "Hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí."
And Jesus would respond by saying, "What do you want me to do for you?"
Y Jesús le respondía, "¿Qué tú quieres que yo haga por ti?"
Wow, how amazing is that?
Qué asombroso
right?
es eso.
That you can call upon the Lord and he's going to respond by saying,
que nosotros
what do you
podemos,
want me to do for you?
Amén, que podemos aclamar al Señor y él te va a responder, ¿qué tú quieres que yo haga por ti?
Wow.
Qué what bueno.
And then they in one occasion, give us back our sight.
Mm-hmm. Y ellos en una ocasión le dijo, a regresarnos o devuélvanos nuestra vista.
And the Lord healed them.
Y el Señor lo sanó.
And so he was walking among the multitudes.
Entonces él se hallaba caminando entre las multitudes.
Some of them couldn't wait for the response and went and grabbed their blessing.
Algunos no podían esperar por su respuesta, se extendieron la mano y agarraron su bendición.
Right, the woman with the issue of blood.
La mujer con el flujo fluir de sangre.
Said, all I got to do is just touch his garment. I'm here.
Ella se decidió y dijo, lo único que yo tengo que hacer es tocar su vestidura.
Right, so even the dependency on the mentality of having the dependency of salvation upon Jesus, you can be saved.
Aún la mentalidad de la dependencia de tener la salvación de Jesús.
It's one of the definitions
es
of
garantizada.
Faith.
Esa es una definición de la fe.
Right? It's one of the expressions
es una expresión, perdón.
Of faith. If those of you that are
es
with
una expresión
Choque Cultural on Wednesdays, you will understand.
Aquellos que están conmigo los miércoles con Choque Cultural entienden lo que estoy explicando.
Right? That faith has expressions.
Que la fe tiene expresiones.
Okay. One is active obedience. We know that.
Una de ellas que sí la conocemos es obediencia activa.
One is faithfulness or fidelity to God.
La otra es fidelidad, siendo fiel al Señor.
And then the other is, right, depending on Jesus for salvation.
Y la otra es teniendo dependencia a Jesús para la salvación.
Because it's who he is.
Es quien es él.
And he cannot act out of character.
Y él no puede actuar fuera de carácter.
Amen. How many know that Jesus cannot act out of character?
¿Cuántos conocen que Jesús no puede actuar fuera de carácter?
Glory to God. So,
Gloria a Dios.
But what's interesting is that he also ministers inside the church.
Y lo interesante es que él también ministra dentro de la iglesia.
Amen. How many know that you know there still has to be ministry in the church?
¿Cuántos todavía saben que todavía es necesario de tener ministración dentro de la iglesia?
Right. So we're gonna go to Mark chapter 1.
Vayamos a Marcos capítulo 1.
Mark chapter 1, and we're gonna read from verse 21 and on.
Y comenzamos a leer del 21 hacia adelante.
See, Jesus heals outside of the church, but he also heals inside the church.
Jesús sí sanó fuera de la iglesia, pero también lo hizo adentro.
Amen.
Gracias. Amén.
Mark chapter 1, verse 21.
Marco 1, comenzando en el 21.
And the Bible says, and they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. Where did he enter? Right? Mm-hmm. He went to church.
Él fue a la iglesia. Even Jesus went to church.
Right? You going to read or you going to?
Entraron en Capernaum y tan pronto como llegó el sábado, Jesús fue a la sinagoga y se puso a enseñar.
Right, so Jesus went into the church and started to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 22. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes.
La gente se asombraban de su enseñanza porque la impartía como quien tenía autoridad y no como los maestros de la ley, los escribas.
Okay, there's a big difference from one that teaches with authority and one that's all talk.
Hay una gran diferencia de una persona enseñando con autoridad de otra persona simplemente dándole mucho hablar.
Again, you know, there are many that have this gifting of charisma but no power.
Hay muchos que tienen este don de carisma pero no hay poder.
Mm-hmm. You know, some call it the gift of gab, right?
Muchos lo llaman el don de hablar.
And some have this personality that attracts people.
Y hay otros que tienen una personalidad que atrae las personas.
and they might have this wisdom of man.
Y podrán tener una sabiduría de hombre.
But my question is, are they manifesting the power of God?
¿Estarán ellos manifestando el poder de Dios?
Because the Bible says,
porque la Biblia no dice,
again, we got to return to Scripture.
Amén.
What does the Bible say?
Siempre tenemos que regresar a la Biblia. ¿Qué dice las Escrituras?
The Bible says,
la Biblia no dice,
don't get too caught up, and this is me paraphrasing, don't get too caught up with the wisdom of men, but understand, you know, that the kingdom is just in power. It's in power.
La Biblia no dice, no te mezcle con la sabiduría del hombre, pero busca por el poder de Dios.
Right? Verbatim, I think it says, don't depend on the wisdom of man, but on the power of God.
Dice, no depende en la sabiduría del hombre, pero busca el poder de Dios.
Some people are always looking for revelation, and they can't even, you know, they can't even manifest nothing of the Spirit.
Hay muchos que están buscando por revelación, y no pueden manifestar nada en el Espíritu.
See, the dependence of the Holy Spirit is everything.
Nuestra dependencia del Espíritu Santo es todo. Es nuestro todo.
See, some only want to gain wisdom, but they don't want to go into relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Hay muchos que simplemente quieren la sabiduría de la palabra, pero no quieren entrar en relación con el Espíritu Santo de la palabra.
I mean, even Job in Scripture said, I've heard of you with the ear, but now I see you.
Aún Job en la Escritura dijo, yo había escuchado de ti, pero ahora sí te veo.
See, so there's a difference between someone that's just teaching and then people noticing the authority that you got in the Spirit.
Hay una gran diferencia de una persona simplemente enseñando y el pueblo dándose cuenta el poder de la autoridad que está sobre la persona.
You see, the Bible says it's the anointing that breaks yokes of bondage.
La Biblia no dice que es la unción que rompe el yugo de esclavitud.
Amen. And they were astonished.
Y ellos estaban asombrados.
The people that were in the church, they were astonished.
Aquellos que se encontraban en el templo estaban asombrados.
At his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes.
Porque le enseñaba como quien tenía autoridad y no como los escribas.
Verse 23. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit.
De repente en la sinagoga un hombre que estaba poseído por un espíritu maligno gritó.
You know there's unclean spirit in the church?
¿Se dan cuenta que pueden haber espíritus malignos también dentro de la iglesia?
Come on somebody, right? Uh-huh. Y'all are quiet.
Y a veces gritan.
Right? Unclean spirit in the church.
Un espíritu maligno dentro del templo.
And he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?
Diciendo y gritó, ¿qué tenemos que ver contigo, Jesús de Nazaret?
Have you come to destroy us?
¿Has venido a destruirnos?
Es un demonio. This is a demon talking to Jesus in the church.
Es un demonio hablando a Jesús dentro de la iglesia.
I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
Ah, yo sé quién eres, el Santo de Dios.
What happened to the scribe?
¿Qué le pasó al escriba?
Was the Holy One not in the, you know, was the Spirit not in the scribe?
El espíritu no estaba con el escriba, con el maestro de la ley.
The Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him.
Uh-huh. Jesús respondió diciendo, cállate y sal de él.
You know, sometimes demons just be talking too much.
Uh-huh. Alguna vez los demonios están hablando mucho.
Even Jesus. Down,
shut up.
Even Jesus like, shut up.
Uh-huh. A un Jesús le gritó, cállate.
Be silent and come out of him.
Y sal de él.
Not only be quiet, but get out.
Ajá, no solamente cállate, pero también salte. Ajá.
You know, yeah. Don't just be quiet. Be
no
quiet.
Simplemente cállate.
And get out.
Cállate y sal de él. Get out.
Glory to God. Some people just want, just, hey, calm down, not right here. Some people like,
algunos dicen, shh, shh, cállate, quédate quietecito. Hablo contigo ahorita.
You ever notice, like, in the presence of God, there's people that are just like, right? They don't know. They don't even know how to. What?
No se ha dado cuenta gente en el templo, en la iglesia, Espíritu Santo moviéndose y tan inquieto, no se pueden quedar quieto. Those are the demons, yeah.
There was a person that invited a nephew to the church one day.
Había una persona que invitó a un sobrino a una iglesia.
And this church.
Oh, a esta iglesia.
Yeah, there was a person that invited their nephew to the church.
Había una persona.
Not nephew.
You were here that day, but it wasn't you. Había una persona que invitó a su sobrino a esta iglesia una vez.
And he told his nephew, hey, I'm going to invite you to church, but, you know, our church is a little different.
Él le dijo a su sobrino, te voy a invitar a nuestra iglesia, pero te digo desde ahora, nuestra iglesia es diferente.
And the nephew's like, what's wrong with church? What's going on with your church?
Y el sobrino le pregunta, ¿qué está sucediendo en tu iglesia?
And then the person told him, well,
you'll see.
You know, the Holy Spirit moves there.
Ajá, entonces la persona le respondió, el Espíritu Santo se mueve ahí.
So, I'm just warning you.
Entonces yo te estoy advirtiendo. I love it. I remember that.
So, they come to church.
Ellos vienen al servicio.
The nephew sat down.
El sobrino se sentó.
And couldn't stop crying the whole service.
Y no podía parar de llorar todo el servicio.
And
he just walked in.
And the whole service, crying the whole service.
El servicio completo, he was sitting over there, right?
Yeah.
El servicio completo, él lo pasó llorando.
It's not, I don't want you to depend on the wisdom of man.
Yo no quiero que ustedes como pueblo de Dios dependan en la sabiduría del hombre.
Depend on the power of God.
Queremos que dependan en el poder de Dios.
God is sufficient.
Dios es lo suficiente.
Do you know that Jesus is enough?
¿Saben ustedes que Jesús sí es lo suficiente?
Oh man, Jesus is more than enough.
Jesús es más que suficiente.
How many can give him glory in
Hallelujah.
His house?
Aleluya. ¿Cuántos aquí le puede dar una gloria al Señor?
Right? So Jesus is in the temple rebuking demons out of people.
Entonces Jesús, encontramos a Jesús dentro del templo reprendiendo el espíritu maligno de una persona.
Verse 26, and the unclean spirit convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice came out of him.
Verso 26, entonces el espíritu maligno sacudió al hombre violentamente y salió de él dando un alarido. Gritó con gran voz.
And they were all amazed.
Todos se quedaron tan asustados.
Why are you amazed? Isn't that what's supposed to be going
on? ¿Por qué estás asustado? Eso no debe estar pasando. Yeah.
They were all amazed.
Estaban todos asustados.
So that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this?"
Todos se quedaron asustados que se preguntaron uno a otro, ¿qué es esto?
A new teaching.
Una enseñanza nueva.
With authority.
Pues con lo hace con autoridad.
Come on, say with me, with authority.
Diga conmigo, con autoridad.
You see, if you want results, you have to partner with the Holy Ghost.
Si tú quieres resultados, tú te tienes que estar con compañerismo con el Espíritu Santo.
Don't depend on the wisdom of man, depend on the power of God.
No depende en la sabiduría del hombre, depende en el poder de Dios.
See, a person that's in authority,
la persona que está en la posición de autoridad,
just because a person looks like he is authority doesn't mean that he's under authority.
Simplemente porque una persona se ve que tiene autoridad no quiere decir que está bajo la autoridad.
See, a person that might be in authority might abuse his authority.
Wow, la persona que está en posición de autoridad puede abusar la autoridad.
But if he's under authority,
pero si se halla abajo de la autoridad,
he doesn't have to, right? He doesn't have to defend himself. He sees it, it's evident.
No se tiene que defender, va a haber evidencia. Oh, hallelujah.
It's a different atmosphere.
Hay una atmósfera diferente.
It's an atmosphere of, I don't know what's going to happen this Sunday.
Es una atmósfera, yo no sé lo que va a suceder este domingo, but I know it's going to be good.
Right? Your pastor don't know what's going on.
Tu pastor no sabe lo que está sucediendo.
We read a verse saying that, what was it? I think it was Nicodemus. Where Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and he was saying, listen, the children of God, they're like the wind.
Cuando Jesús estaba hablando con Nicodemo, como compartimos la semana pasada, él le decía, el pueblo de Dios, los hijos de Dios, son como el viento.
You know, the wind comes and goes. Nobody knows where it's coming from or where it's going.
Y va, y las personas no sabe por dónde viene y por dónde va.
Thus are the children of God.
Así son los hijos de Dios.
That's why we should never be confined to a program.
Es por eso que no debemos estar conformados a un programa.
Let the Holy Spirit move.
Permite que el Espíritu Santo se manifieste.
Partner with the Holy Ghost.
Esté en compañerismo con el Espíritu Santo.
Break traditions.
Quebranta con la tradición.
Man, I felt a little switch there. Ooh. Listen, break traditions.
Quebranta la tradición.
The Bible says that your traditions make the word of no effect.
La palabra dice que tu tradición hace la palabra de Dios que no tenga efecto.
And if we want manifestations of the Holy Spirit,
manifestación del Espíritu Santo,
then we have to let go of programs and traditions and then just be attentive of what he's saying.
Entonces tenemos que estar dispuesto de soltar el programa y las tradiciones y estar atento de lo que Dios está diciendo.
Right? For those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
Dice la palabra que aquellos que son guiados por el Espíritu de Dios, estos son hijos de Dios.
So right away, the congregation was like, yo, this is different.
Entonces de inmediato la congregación comenzaron a decir, esto es diferente.
Like, yo, this is with authority.
¿Qué está pasando con autoridad?
This boy got the backing of the Most High.
Este tiene el respaldo del Dios Altísimo.
Right? Even Nicodemus was like, listen, I know that you come from God, because nobody does these miracles like you do.
Aún Nicodemo le dijo a Jesús, yo sé que tú vienes del Dios Altísimo porque no hay nadie que hace lo que tú estás haciendo. Wow.
And him who's supposed to be a teacher, Jesus checked him. Are you a teacher and don't know these things?
Y él como él era el maestro de la ley y Jesús le tenía que hacer la pregunta, ¿y tú no sabes estas cosas?
That's why I'm excited.
Por eso yo me excito.
For the church now.
Por la iglesia hoy en día.
Because there is a remnant.
Porque hay un ¿cómo se dice remnant?
Remanente.
Remanente.
There is a remnant that is seeking God with all of their heart.
Come on. Hay un remanente que está buscando a Dios con todo su corazón.
There is a people that are searching for God in this difficult time.
Hay un pueblo que están buscando a Dios en estos tiempos peligrosos.
And their light will shine greatest in the midst of darkness.
Sí, su luz va a brillar bien lumbrante en el medio de la oscuridad.
How many are with me so far?
¿Cuántos están con nosotros.
What is this?
¿Qué es esto?
A new teaching with authority?
Una nueva enseñanza con autoridad.
He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
Les da órdenes incluso a los espíritus malignos y le obedecen.
You know, in scripture, one time the disciples were like, "Yo, Jesus!" They came and hey, even the demons were subject to us, man. You know.
Una vez los discípulos se acercaron a Jesús y le dijo, "Mira, Jesús, aún los demonios se sometieron a nosotros."
And Jesus is like, "Man, just don't worry about all that. Just make sure that your name is written in the book of life."
Oh, ajá. Y Jesús le respondió a los discípulos, "No te preocupes de todo eso. Asegura que tu nombre está escrito en el libro de la vida."
Amen. Right. Just because you work for the kingdom doesn't mean that you're in the kingdom.
Ay, simplemente porque tú trabajas para el reino no quiere decir que tú estás en el reino.
You need a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Tú necesitas una relación íntima con el Espíritu Santo.
Right? Matthew chapter 7, "For many will come in my name saying, didn't I prophesy?"
Mateo 27 nos dice que muchos vendrán en mi nombre y dirán, "Yo no te profeticé." Yo no reprendí espíritu maligno en tu nombre.
And then I will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
Y Jesús doer dirá, of wickedness. Jesús dirá, "Apártate de mí que yo no te conozco, hacedor de maldad."
Look at your neighbor and say, "Have a relationship with
Dile
the Holy Ghost."
Dile a tu prójimo, tenga una relación con el Espíritu Santo. Tuntun, ¿quién toca?
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
I'm excited to see how, because there's people here that are developing in the prophetic. I love that.
Oh my God, yeah. Yo estoy tan exitoso y estoy con gran expectativa porque estamos viendo gentes aquí que están manifestando el profecía, el profético.
Yeah, it's real easy here. It's real easy here to be able to move prophetically.
Es muy fácil aquí para uno moverse proféticamente.
It is. Mm-hmm. Because we let him do what he wants.
Porque aquí permitimos que el Espíritu Santo haga lo que él ha decidido de hacer.
And if you are connected,
y si tú estás conectado,
and if you are praying and you're focused,
y si tú estás orando y enfocado,
Jesus, who is the spirit of prophecy, who is in you,
Jesús, que es el espíritu de profecía que está dentro a ti, dentro de ti, se va a manifestar.
Even in the book of Corinthians, Paul says, "I wish that all of you would speak and prophesy."
Aún en el libro de Corintios, Pablo dice, "Yo deseo que todos aquí estén llenos con el Espíritu y profeticen."
Yeah. Say, it's inside of me.
Di conmigo, está dentro de mí.
How many would like to prophesy? Let me see. Let me see your hands.
I want to prophesy more.
Come on. Prophesy more?
Yes, I want to prophesy more and clear.
Some of y'all are scared. You're like,
come on, you guys can do it. Come on.
Right? How many think that's really cool, right? That the Lord will use you in prophecy.
Yes.
Let me see your hands. I want to prophesy, right? Yeah. So,
como Titi Rosa, úsame aún in the parking lot. Come on. That's it. It's all over you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bible talks about that.
La palabra de Dios habla sobre eso.
Because God uses prophecy to save people.
Yes, porque Dios usa la profecía para salvar a personas.
You see, speaking in tongues is good. It's a gift from God.
Mm-hmm. Hablar en lengua sí es bueno. Es un don de Dios.
Right? But if you're in a church setting, there's a person that don't know the Lord drops a word and you deliver it, that lets that person know that That's just not anybody talking. That's God talking.
Porque si tú estás en, ajá, si tú estás en iglesia y hay una persona que necesita salvación y tú comienzas a hablar efectivamente, esa persona se va a dar cuenta que no eres tú, ese es Dios.
This person don't know me.
Esta persona no me conoce.
I've never seen these people in my life.
Yo nunca he visto personas en mi vida, estas personas en mi vida.
And this person is saying things that nobody knows about me.
Ajá, y esta persona está diciendo cosas que nadie sabe de mí.
Mitzi, that's why you're here?
That's exactly what happened.
That's what happened to Mitzi. Mira donde está, serving. You know?
Being transformed every day.
Yeah, and listen, God wants to use you in a mighty way.
Sí, el Señor sí te quiere usar en una gran manera.
You know, and some people, maybe not in here, maybe, I don't know if you're in here, but some people that might be even online watching me, you think that some of you might be thinking that you're crazy, like you, because you see stuff.
Quizá las personas que están aquí o no, o quizá a través de las redes sociales, tú te piensas que te está volviendo medio loco o tiene locura porque tú estás comenzando a ver cosas.
Like you need some therapy or something, because it's
si
like.
Quizá necesita terapia.
You know, every time I go to church, I see some stuff. I gotta go to therapy.
Cada vez que voy a la iglesia yo comienzo a ver cosas, necesito terapia.
You know, there's gifts of the Spirit, and one of them is seeing, just be a seer.
Hay dones del Espíritu y uno de ellos es ver.
Right, that's a form of prophecy. There are people
es una forma
that see in the Spirit.
Profecía que hay personas que ven.
It's amazing. The different levels.
Hay mucho nivel, it sure is, man.
I'm communicating this with you because Jesus walked into a temple inside the church and he's rebuking demons para que ellos vean.
Le estoy comunicando esto porque Jesús entró en un templo so that they can see and he rebuked a demon.
They're like, yo, you know, they're like, yo, what kind of teaching is this with authority? What is this?
Ellos comenzaron a preguntarse, ¿qué es esto, esta nueva enseñanza con autoridad?
They were like, whoa, this is different.
Yeah, ellos se dijeron, se asombraron, esto eres diferente.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
I've studied generals of the faith. I've read books on generals of the faith.
Hemos leído libros de géneros de la fe y hemos estudiado su vida.
Yeah, some couple two gifts and use them at the same time. It's amazing.
Algunos ellos tomaron dos dones y lo unieron y lo usaron para la gloria de Dios.
There was one that moved in seeing and also in healing.
Había uno que él se movía en viendo lo que está pasando en lo espiritual y en sanidad.
And he would see like a darkness over a lung or something.
Él veía como algo oscuro sobre un pulmón.
And then he would say, you know, he would prophesy, right?
Y el profetes, ay Dios mío, qué gracias. Profetizaba.
And he would say, do you have something wrong with your, yes, I do.
Y él hacía la pregunta, ¿tú tienes algo mal con tu pulmón? Y le contestaban, sí, lo tengo.
And then he would pray.
Y él oraba.
And that darkness would leave and he would be healed.
Y ese espíritu maligno se iba y la persona quedaba sana.
How many of you ever heard of stuff like that happening? Right? Yeah. You guys can do that.
Ustedes lo pueden hacer.
The Bible
también
says, ask for the greater gifts.
La Biblia dice, pídele por los dones mayores.
Don't be scared.
No tenga miedo.
Just have a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Simplemente tenga una relación con el Espíritu Santo.
And be guided by him.
Y sea guiado por él.
I'm excited about the developing of the people of God.
Estoy excitado por el desarrollamiento del pueblo de Dios.
Imagine somebody walks in. Uno le cae encima with a prophetic word. Another one le cae encima because he saw, you know, like something on them or whatever. Another one comes over there, you know.
Imagínate esto pasando aquí. Yeah.
And I'm sitting over there with my like a proud daddy.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, you're here. Mm-hmm. Healing gift, you're here.
Tú estás aquí. Don de sanidad, tú estás aquí.
Gift of prophecy, you're here.
Dones de profecía, sí, yeah. Tú estás aquí.
The laying hands on the sick and they will recover, you're here.
En poner las manos sobre los enfermos y ellos serán sanos, está aquí.
All the gifts of the Spirit, they're here.
Todos los dones del Espíritu sí existen y están aquí. I believe it.
Say with me, the gifts are mine.
Di conmigo, los dones son míos.
Come on, say with me, the gifts are mine.
Di conmigo, los dones son míos.
Hallelujah. This teaching, and with authority, he commands even unclean spirits and they obey him. Mm-hmm. Verse 28.
Verso 28.
And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee.
Como resultado, su fama se extendió rápidamente por toda la región de Galilea.
What happened?
¿Qué sucedió?
He did that in the church.
Él lo hizo dentro de la iglesia.
Real quick, you want another one? Real quick, Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3.
Capítulo 3, rápidamente.
Say with me, he's in the church.
Di conmigo, él está dentro de la iglesia.
He's in the church doing stuff.
Él está en el templo haciendo cosas.
Mark chapter 3, come on, starting from verse 1. Y'all there? You ready?
Sí.
Look at what it says. Again, he entered the what?
En otra ocasión entró en la sinagoga.
He in the church again.
Él está en la iglesia otra vez.
And a man was there with a withered hand.
Y había ahí un hombre que tenía la mano paralizada.
And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, because there's all traditions that they don't want to break traditions. They want to stay in their own little program.
Uh-huh. Algunos que buscaban un motivo para acusar a Jesús no le quitaban la vista de encima para ver si sanaba el enfermo el sábado, porque había tradiciones.
The people in the church, they were looking at him to accuse him. Uh-huh. Oh, he's going to heal somebody. Watch him.
La gente que estaba en la iglesia lo estaban velando bien porque querían acusarlo.
Imagine Jesus walking. Okay, here he comes. He's going to heal somebody. Watch him.
Aquí viene Jesús. Va a sanar a alguien. Y es el sábado.
Come on. We got to accuse him because it's Sabbath and he's not supposed to do that.
Lo tenemos que acusar porque es el sábado y se supone que no tiene que hacer nada.
Come on.
No
does
working
that,
on
does
Saturday.
That make any sense? Come on, people
Eso
of God.
Eso tiene sentido.
This is the Sabbath. Why are you healing?
Este es el sábado porque tú estás sanando.
And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse
Jesús
him.
Para ver si él iba a sanar porque querían acusarlo. They didn't want to enjoy it. They wanted to accuse him.
Where is he at, please? Church, tell me. He was in the church.
Él estaba en la iglesia.
And people in the church were trying to accuse him.
Y los que estaban ahí querían acusarlo.
For healing somebody.
Por sanar a alguien.
What?
Oh God. Wow.
He's committing a crime.
Está causando un crimen dentro de la iglesia. Wow.
Verse 3.
Verso 3.
And he said to the man with the withered hand, come here.
Entonces Jesús le dijo al hombre de la mano paralizada, ven acá.
Say with me, come over here.
Ven acá.
Do you know that Jesus likes to break tradition?
¿Conocen ustedes que Jesús le gusta romper, quebrantar las tradiciones?
He loves that opportunity.
Él le gusta esa oportunidad.
He's like, he's looking, he already knows because he's the discerner of hearts. He knows what's going on.
Él puede discernir los corazones. Ya sabe lo que le está sucediendo a las personas que están ahí.
So Jesus walks in, he says, tremendo show yo voy a poner aquí ahora para que todos me vean. He walks in. He already knows because he's the discerner of hearts, right? So he said, he comes in. I can imagine. I'm gonna put on a show so everybody over here see. You with the withered hand, come over here.
Tú, aquel, ve acá.
And he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?
Luego dijo a los otros, verso 4, ¿qué está permitido en el sábado? ¿Hacer el bien o hacer el mal? ¿Salvar una vida o matar?
But they were silent.
Pero ellos permanecieron callados.
What is he about to do here?
¿Qué va a hacer aquí?
And he looked around at them with what?
Jesús se le quedó mirando.
He looked around at them with anger.
Él les miró enojado.
How many know Jesus got angry?
¿Cuánto conocen que Jesús se enojó?
Right? We all know he in another chapter he flipped some tables, right?
Ya sabemos que en otro lugar él viró mesas.
Right?
He got mad.
He got a little mad right there.
Uh-huh.
Right here he got angry.
Aquí se enojó.
Grieved at the hardness of their heart.
Wow. Y entristecido por la dureza de su corazón. Wow.
Remember, he's in the church.
Recuerda que él está dentro de la iglesia.
That's why he's like, man, my house should be, it's called a house of prayer.
Por eso él dice, mi casa es llamada casa de oración.
Why are you looking at me angry, crazy, and when I'm about to do something good for someone?
¿Por qué será que tú me estás tratando de acusar cuando yo estoy tratando de hacerle bien a una persona?
See, this is my house.
Esta es mi casa.
You're supposed to represent me.
Tú tienes que representar a mí.
But y'all got some other stuff going on
Pero
here.
Pero ustedes tienen otra cosa sucediendo entre ustedes.
And he said, and he said to the man, stretch out your hand.
Entonces él le dijo al hombre, extiende la mano.
See, Jesus gave the man who was hurt instructions.
Aquel hombre que estaba herido, Jesús le dio instrucciones.
He didn't give it to anybody else.
Él no se la dio a otras personas. Wow.
He talked straight to the guy that needed healing.
Él le habló directamente a la persona que necesitaba sanidad.
Stretch out your hand.
Extiende la mano.
He stretched it out and his hand was restored.
Wow. La extendió y la mano se le quedó restablecida.
Verse 6, the Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
Verso 6, tan pronto como salieron los fariseos, comenzaron a tramar con los herodianos cómo matar a Jesús.
I'm gonna declare that y'all are gonna be disruptive in the spirit. Glory to God.
Voy a declarar que ustedes van a ser destructores en el espíritu.
Yep. You're gonna have a faith to be able to lay hands on the sick and they're gonna recover.
Ustedes van a tener el tipo de fe que ustedes van a poner la mano sobre los enfermos y ellos van a ser inmediatamente sanados.
You might even go to a different synagogue or a different church to visit and cause disruption.
Tú quizá va a ir a otro templo y va a causar una destrucción. Did I say that right?
Imagine going to visit another church. God tells you, put your hands on that person needs healing.
Imagínate tú ir a otra iglesia y el Señor te diga, pon tu mano sobre esa persona porque esa persona necesita sanidad.
Or if you're going to work as a tag team, one sees in the spirit and the other one lays hands and they recover.
O quizá va a trabajar o hacer la obra con otra persona. Una persona ve algo y tú vas a ir a poner la mano.
Imagine.
Yeah, imagínate.
Imagine Ivan and Tata go to a concert.
Imagínate que Tata y Ivonne entran en un concierto.
Right? Ivan's like, mm-mm.
Ivonne dijo, uh-uh.
That person is going through all kinds of headaches because there's a demon that's got his claws up in that brain. I see it.
Esa persona está pasando por mucho porque yo veo el demonio con su mano travestido en su mente.
And then she tells Tata,
you got
the gift of healing.
Vete.
Put your hands on that person.
Pon tu mano sobre esa persona.
Right? And then both of y'all go over there. Listen, I know you're getting migraines, right?
Uh-huh. Y ustedes hablan con esa persona y le dice, a ti te dando mucha migraña, y esa persona, pero cómo, ¿quién te dijo?
Who are you? Where'd you come from? How do you know?
¿De dónde ustedes salieron? ¿Cómo ustedes saben?
He said, Jesus loves us, but he loves you too.
Ajá, el Señor nos ama a nosotros, pero también te ama a ti.
And he wants to free you from that
y
captivity.
Y él quiere liberarte de esa esclavitud.
And if you want to be free, I'll pray for you right now,
ah,
in Jesus' name.
Y si tú quieres ser libre, yo voy a orar por ti en este momento.
Come on, how many can see yourselves doing this?
¿Cuántos pueden verse haciendo esto? Praise God, hallelujah.
Say with me, I can.
Di conmigo, sí, yo lo puedo.
I can partner with the Holy Ghost.
Yo puedo estar en compañerismo con el Espíritu Santo.
I want to be able to develop that.
Yo quiero desarrollar eso.
Jesus walked in it, so can I.
Ah, yes. Jesús caminó en esto y nosotros también.
Come on, come on. Jesus walked in it, and so
Jesús
can I.
Jesús caminó en esto y también nosotros podemos.
What does it say? What the Bible says,
la
right?
Biblia dice,
that as he is, so am I in this world.
Tal como él es, nosotros somos en este mundo.
What was that, Missy?
Yes.
And you will do greater.
Y nosotros haremos, haremos grandes maravillas.
Do greater things. That's what it says. That's Bible. That's not me saying it. I'm just repeating what it says.
Eso es Biblia. Y yo lo que estoy haciendo es repitiendo lo que dijo Jesús. Juan 14.
You're so much more than just coming one day to a building.
Ustedes son
you're
mucho
so much
más
more.
De simplemente llegando a los domingos aquí. Ustedes son mucho más.
You're so much more.
Yeah, son mucho más.
So don't let the enemy entertain you with other things.
No permite que el enemigo entonces te entretenga con otras cosas.
Manifest kingdom now.
Manifiesta el reino ahora.
Establish a relationship with the Holy Spirit now.
Establezca una relación con el Espíritu Santo ahora.
Ask for the greater gifts now.
Pídele por los dones mayores hoy, ahora. Amen.
And if you don't understand something, Pastor.
Y si no entiende algo, pregúntanos.
I'm hearing words. I don't know what to do.
Yes.
Right?
It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because some of y'all experience things, pero se quedan así. Right? Real quiet. Some people experience things, but they're real quiet. Like they don't wanna.
Right. Don't be afraid.
No, don't
this
be
is,
afraid.
This is awesome.
Don't be afraid.
This is awesome. It should be you. Wait a minute. Hold on. It should be you. Uh-oh. I just heard right now.
The prophet.
I just heard right now. It can't be me. It should be you. Yo oí, no debe ser yo. Claro que sí que debe ser tú. The enemy is distracting you with your past. El enemigo te está distrayendo con tu pasado. Y te está tratando de hacerte sentir que tú no puedes. And the enemy is trying to make you think that you can't. Yes, you can. Si tú lo puedes. Si tú lo puedes. I'm sorry, just need to say that because it dropped quick.
Yeah, no, I mean, my desire, I think I was with nephew one day. And I told him, you know what my desire is? That
yo estaba con nephew una vez y
that,
yo le dije
that y'all put
deseo.
Your hands. I just want to stay. I don't.
Yo le dije mi deseo es que ustedes ministren y yo velando.
And then I was like, man, I don't even remember the last time I put my hands on. He was like, I remember.
Y él le dijo a él, yo no me recuerdo la última vez que yo impuse mano. Y él dijo, yo me recuerdo.
You know, I'm gonna finish with this. There was one.
Voy a terminar con esto.
One service, my old pastor told me, I want you to bring a word.
Había un servicio anterior años atrás. Mi pastor me dijo, yo quiero que tú traigas una palabra.
And the Holy Spirit gave me the title, "You Can Do It Too."
Wow. Y el Espíritu Santo me dio el título, "Tú lo puedes hacer también."
You can do it too. Say with me, I can do it too.
Di conmigo, yo también lo puedo hacer.
And I was on the piano that day.
Y en ese día yo estaba en el en tocando el piano.
And the Holy Spirit told me, get up and have all the people that are sick come to the front.
Y el Espíritu Santo me dijo, levántate y dile que todos los que están enfermos pasen hacia adelante.
And I was like, whoa, oh, it's showtime here.
Y yo dije, oh, oh, aquí se va a manifestar algo
so
tremendo.
So I got up and I had the I had an olive green suit on.
Yo tenía un suit color olivo.
And then and
it
all
was
the
ugly green.
All the girl, what you saying?
Sorry.
Ugly. It was nice. She you just translate what I say. Don't be adding stuff. Cosa añadiéndole las cosas ahí. Yo no dije eso.
Don't worry, Chell covered you. Chell covered you, man.
Not
Chell. He came and he came from left field.
Boy. So I'm standing there. I had
yo
sick people
ahí,
in front
había
of me.
Personas enfermas delante de mí.
And I'm like, okay, Lord, now what?
Entonces yo le pregunté al Señor, oh, está bien, Señor, ¿ahora qué? Because they came.
Because I'm listening to instructions.
Yo estaba escuchando por instrucciones.
And then I felt like he told me, now pick people to pray for them.
Y yo sentí que el Espíritu Santo me dijo, ahora escoja personas y que oren por ellos.
I feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And I started picking dancers. Come over here, pray for this one.
Y yo comencé
pray for
a escoger los jóvenes que estaban en nuestro ministerio. Ora por aquella, ora por allá.
And as they were praying,
the
people
orando,
were getting healed.
Las personas estaban siendo sana.
One after the other, woo! Back problems.
I feel it.
You know, it was God was just showing off that day.
El Señor nos asombró bastante ese día.
And there was one lady who had a bone spur.
Y había una señora que tenía un hueso de extra en su pie.
It was coming out, so she
estaba
always
saliendo,
walked with a limp.
Y ella siempre estaba caminando. Con dificultad.
And after church, she went to clean her house.
Y después del servicio,
she was still,
ella,
she left limping.
Ella se fue y salió de la iglesia cojita.
And then she got to the house, she started cleaning the house.
Y llegó a su casa y comenzó a limpiar.
She was running around cleaning the house and she was
ella
like.
Ella pegó a coger por la casa limpiando y hacer.
No pain.
Y se dio de cuenta que no había dolor.
She took off her shoe, the bone spur was gone.
Se quitó los zapatos y el hueso que estaba ahí se había ido.
Come on, give glory to God.
Dale gloria a Dios. She's still healed to this day.
She's still healed to this day. There was one person that after was addicted to smoking. After that, for 20 years, didn't smoke.
Había una persona que estaba adicta a la nicotina de fumar y después de eso fue libre.
And if I don't recall, I don't think I laid my hands on one person. It was others that they were doing it.
You were just
it.
Praying and commanding.
And I was just speaking in tongues and praying and they were ministering.
Si me recuerdo bien, yo no le puse mano a ninguna persona. Simplemente yo estaba dando instrucciones y las otras personas estaban poniendo mano y orando.
And afterwards, I was like, I don't have to preach. My message was, you can do it too. The Holy Spirit ministered.
And he preached. Amen.
Y
después de todo eso, yo ni prediqué, pero sí le dije el título de lo que yo iba a predicar. Y le dije al pueblo, el Espíritu Santo manifestó el mensaje. Y yo le dije, mi título es, tú también lo puedes hacer.
I was so like grateful. I
yo estaba tan agradecido.
And I just started bawling.
He fell out. Él se fue y estaba en el altar y pegó a llorar.
Because sometimes we get in the way with what God wants to do.
Porque alguna vez nosotros nos ponemos en el camino y paramos lo que Dios va a hacer.
And sometimes we want to be the ones to do it. And the Holy Spirit is like, let me do it through you.
Dios dice que Él quiere hacerlo a través de ti.
He calls you ambassadors.
Él te llama a ti, a ustedes embajadores.
He calls you co-laborers.
Él te llama a todos ustedes colaboradores.
Yeah, you're in the family business.
Todos aquí, man, I love that. Todos aquí estamos en el negocio de familia.
Come on, say with me. I'm in the family business.
Di conmigo, yo estoy en el negocio de la familia.
That's yeah. Good. Go forth.
Vaya hacia adelante.
Heal the sick.
Vete y sana los enfermos.
Cleanse the leper.
Limpia la lepra.
Rebuke the demons.
Reprende al espíritu maligno.
Freely you have received.
Gratuitamente has recibido.
Freely give.
Entonces gratuitamente da.
It's something that you have received.
Es algo que todos nosotros hemos recibido.
We should want to partner with him.
Amen.
To do kingdom work.
Ajá, no debe dar deseo de estar en compañerismo con el Espíritu Santo para hacer la obra del reino.
Hallelujah. Wow. Come on and give him glory in his house.
Vamos a darle un aplauso en este lugar.